Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 this is Kevin Shine. You're not rocking with the best. My girl Lush Online Radio. Kevin A&R Shine of the firm, Foundation for Innovative Resource Management, formerly A&R consultant to the senior VP over at Jive Records, Wayne Williams, and a part of the Grammy-nominated project, Untitled, R. Kelly. That's right. We're going to try to take it down this year. But real big shout-out to you, Lush, and the team. Doing it real big over there always. You are now rocking with the best. Lush Online Radio.
Yeah. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And you know it's Wednesday, and we're always talking about business. And tonight we're blessed to have two of the most awesomest people in the world. We got your boy, Mike Ho. This dude right here, they call him One Shot Mike because he's the hottest videographer and photographer out there doing his thing. We had your boy Genesis live on the show. He had the song right there, Jacket Chain. Hi-ya! And he's actually feeling the whole that situation. So it's going to be crazy. We're going to be live in the building with that. On top of that, we also going to have your boy, Big Chef. Big Chef is going to be live in the building. This dude right here is the new recruit recently signed to Cash Records. Your man Birdman signed your man. And, you know, he's live in the building. He's going to talk to us about some business, talk about what's good and what's going on with him. So he's going to be live with us right now, you know what I'm saying, on Lush Radio Online. Along with that, we're going to have your boy Mike Ho live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. Hi-ya! And I'm going to go ahead and play this joint right here. Big Chef Check with Slim Thugger, you know what I'm saying? He showed us mad love. And Bobby V, let's go.
Valentine or Bobby V. Yeah, blue collar dream. You know the business.
Rolling deep my class, ready to the club. Hey, step up on the scene, ladies, so what's up? All the niggas hating, what? Hating on me.
On me.
But I know why.
Cause
I'm doing my thing.
What?
Stepping in my game.
Hey,
check, shade, check.
Hey,
real check. Them stacks on deck. I-23 sitting under my car.
Who am I?
Girl, you're looking at a superstar.
I say a cool turn head. The chains on ice. A young thoroughbred in that ass sit right.
Woo.
Dipping through the city. Spilling on some titties. The gloves look good, but them boys show pretty. Six on the kick. Seven on the shade. Ain't nobody tripping cause the money already made. Dipping through the night. I'm about to take flight. Flight. Look, mama, choose. I put that in a life. These boys real stupid.
Stupid.
I keep some cooping. Haters love to watch, so the beans come ruthless. Everything good,
good
and everything for flat. I think they like my swag, man. That's why they all
rolling
driving
in my slab. Whatever, look, mama getting nasty.
Chuckle number one. Let's get it under.
sugar in that dick feel good, good. Stacks on deck, deck. Patron on ice, ice. Play bed ready in the mood so right. H-Town playing, playing. Lights down low, low. Ain't lying to you, boo. 1500 strokes or more. Woo. Cush in the bowl, bowl. Roll what you like, like. Got the trap pack, you gon' spend the whole night. Hand full of ass, ass. Kissing on your ear. Yeah. Phone turns off, we doing some fucking up in here. Woo. Rolling in my slab.
That's right there. That was Big Chef right there on Lush Radio Online right there. And that was Big Chef featuring Slim Thugger. Shout out to Slim Thugger. He showed us mad love on Lush Radio Online. If you check out the video drops, you know, he definitely got one on there. Shout out to Bobby V. That was a nice joint right there. Big Chef has just recently signed to Cash Money Records, and he's doing his thing, man. The world loves him. The streets love him, you know what I'm saying? Hailing from Texas, you know. Got a lot of big names coming out of there, man. And your man is doing the same thing. And Cash Money, that's a good move right there. So we're going to go to the line and see if we got your man, Big Chef.
What's up
big
with it,
man?
In
the building. What's up, man? What's up with you, fam?
Oh, man, I'm just feeling good, looking good.
That's what's up, man, Big Chief, man. What's up with you, man? I mean, what's the weather like out there in Texas? You in Texas right now? Going on,
I'm in Texas right now. It's beautiful, man. It looks like spring right now, man. I don't know if it's that season yet, but it dang near feel like spring right now, man. It's beautiful.
Man, it's up there cruising and stuff, doing your thing out there, fam. That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah, man. I'm working.
Go ahead and give you some love over there, man, Chief.
Good again.
You some Lush Radio love, you know what I'm saying? Cloud loves you, man. So I definitely want to shout out to my girl Ariel, you know, providing us with this interview tonight. Chief, man, talk to us, man. Before we get into it, you got any shout outs, baby?
Oh, you know, I want to give out a real nice shout out to Ariel, man, for, you know, locking in with y'all. You know, all my e-greedy boys and e-greedy girls that ride with Dunn Chief, you know what I'm talking about? Give a shout out to, you know, my team, Michael Jeter, you know what I'm saying, all the EQ boys, the whole family. You know, other than that, you know, most of all, I just want to give a shout-out to the fans, you know what I mean?
Definitely, man. You got a lot of people coming out of it. You got a lot of big legends coming out of the Texas area, you know what I'm saying? And shout-out to my boy, big brother, Scarface, you know, Slim Thugger, you know, flipping all them. Coming out of that whole area out there, man, you know, how much of it is, like, pressure for you as an artist? You know, because you got a lot of legends coming out of there, man.
I mean, it's really no pressure for the simple fact, you know what I mean? I'm a sight to see, and I'm pretty much a legend in my own, man. I've been doing it just as long as, and even probably longer than some of them, you know what I'm saying? It's just that I wasn't able to be blessed with the national exposure, but I've been rocking like a cutoff stocking for a minute, you know what I mean? But, you know, real shout outs to, you know, people like Scarface and UGK, you know what I'm saying? People that I idolized and looked up to when I was, you know, just beginning, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, everybody else that done did their thing, you know, I give them two deuces, you know what I'm saying, for keeping on pushing and putting it on the map and help contributing to how Texas is looked at, you know what I mean? But it's really no pressure for the simple fact, you know, I'm a legend too, homie.
That's what it is. He said, I'm a legend. He said, I claim that. That's what I'm talking about, for real.
Yeah.
So, you know, talk to us, man. Everybody's asking me in the chat room, how did you land the deal? You recently signed the Cash Money. How did you land the deal?
Man, you know, everything, we still pretty much, you know, working. But the whole thing came about, you know what I'm saying? You know, the Super Bowl was down here, and, you know, they was doing all they walkthroughs at the radio station. And, you know, at that time, you probably had everybody tuned in to in the world that can get K104 tuned in to us, you know what I mean? So, you know, they had P. Diddy, and P. Diddy was just up there, and, you know, I got to roll on a song, and he messed with Diddy, and then, you know, Baby came in, and, you know, he just pulled his stunt, you know what I mean, for as like, you know, who is the hottest cat out here, who got the hottest song, and who the hottest dude, Baby, you know what I'm saying, and big shouts out to Baby, man, he stood on top of the kid, and he was like, you know, without further ado, I'm going to let you know who it is, man, he the underdog, and been doing it for a minute, and a couple of minutes, what y'all got going right now, and, you know, he put me on blast, and the rest was history, you know, dude was liking what he heard, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, we pretty much been rapping the taste ever since then, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. That's a good look right there, man. For real.
Yeah, it's a real good look, a real good look. So, you know, we was chopping up. He called me at the station. He was like, man, I like what I'm hearing. You know, I need to hear some more of your stuff. So me and his people got online. We've been going back and forth. But, you know, a lot been going on for us with the Grammys, the All-Star, and all that. So, you know, you got the number one record label in the nation right now at this time. So, you know, we got to be, you know, patient and keep it, you know everything going to come through. But, you know, it's a good look just to even have that co-signment at that time, just to have that co-signment from Baby, knowing the move they making with Young Money and all that. Like, it's a win-win for me.
Yeah, for him to even co-sign anybody, you know, that's some serious stuff, you know. They don't have to co-sign as much money they got in their pocket. But, you know what I'm saying, that's a good look right there, for real.
But, you know, the only thing about it, you know, he probably could have went to another city and did it. But when you come to my city, man, I'm like what he is to New Orleans, I am to Dallas, you know what I'm saying? So you can't put no stunt on Dunn Cheap because, you know, this is my city. This ain't in my state, but this is my city, Dallas-Fort Worth, you know what I mean? But Texas is ain't in my state, so you got to, you know, when you pull that kind of move on somebody that they look up to, you know, it's like, you know, you got to hold on, you got to hold up to them words right there because you had the whole world tuned in and everybody ride with Chief, you know what I mean? So, you know, it was beautiful, man. You know, everything went ham after then.
That's what's up, man. So after that situation, tell us what's new with you, you know, videos, anything like that, new things, events that's new with you, man. Put us on.
Man, right now I got probably the hottest anticipated song coming out of Dallas ever. It's called the Triple D Anthem. I got the role featured on there. You know, another stand-up guy out of Dallas that's making moves in the game. And I got, you know, Bebe on there. You know, he hosting and doing his thing. But right now, if you Google the Triple D Anthem by Big Chief, you're going to see what I'm talking about. Just Google it. I don't really have to talk about it too much, but it's probably the most anticipated song coming out of this market that is going to be bananas. So, you know, I got that going. I got the video shoot coming. Either Boom go shoot it or Dr. T go shoot it probably within a couple of weeks. We getting the treatment right now, you know what I'm saying? And I got that E-Greedy Valiant 12 coming out, you know what I'm saying, featuring my homie D.O., you know what I'm saying? So, like, honestly, I got everything coming simultaneously because I am my own brand. You know, eat greedy or don't eat it all. It's not just a slogan. It's a way of life, and that's my brand, you know what I mean? So, you know, we rocking right now, man. Everything's for Stachi right here.
Definitely, definitely. And we always talk about business on Wednesdays. And, you know, how important is it to have a strong team behind you in whatever type of facet of business you're in?
Man, you know what? If you look at it, no one can be successful or you can't win without a team. And even in boxing, even you being there, you know, by yourself, but leading up, you have a team of people that's preparing you and getting you prepared to face and take battle. So, you know, having the right team and having the right people to do what they supposed to do, you know, that's what make everything a success. You know what I'm saying? So when you got the right people and they doing their job and then, you know, allowing yourself to do your job and they allowing you to do your job, it's a no-lose situation. You know what I'm saying? So having the right team is, you know, that's the secret to winning. You know, plain and simple as that.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And are there any other business ventures besides the music that you also tap into? own companies or anything like that?
Right now, we take it one day at a time. We conquering one thing at a time, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of things in the pipeline. But once we seek and conquer this right here, then it's on to the next one, like that boy Jay-Z say.
That's what's up, that's what's up. And the other thing, if you weren't doing music right now, what would you be doing if you weren't doing music?
And if I wasn't doing music right now, you know, plain and simple, I'd just be the street cat, you know what I'm saying? Probably the number one legend street cat, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, honestly, music been a part of my life since I was, you know, 13 or 14, so all I know is music, you know what I'm saying? It's been my craft. It's written, I sworn in me. It's born in me, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, it's me, you know what I'm saying? So honestly, I couldn't see nothing else, you know what I mean? I couldn't see me doing nothing else because of the way that I touch people and how I influence people and how people rock with me. This is my niche. This is in my big vein right here.
Definitely, definitely. And in the chat room, they asked me, who is Chief? Where, you know, give us some insight, some things that people don't know about Chief.
I mean, you know, first of all, it's self-explanatory by the name. Chief is a boss, you know what I'm saying, a leader, you know what I mean? And also, you know, I'm a go-getter, you know what I mean? Meaning that, you know, I give 110, I ain't gonna give none at all, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, Chief is also your everyday cat, you know what I'm saying? He'll go sit and laugh with you, joke with you, you know what I'm talking about, and do whatever it is that makes us happy at that time. But, you know, pretty much just a cool, calm, collective guy that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, like to do what he do, you know what I mean? I like to shop, you know, do a lot of gambling, you know what I mean? And, you know, just chill out. But overall, Chief is just a real genuine cat, man. You know what I mean? Just a real genuine cat, you know what I mean, who, you know, like I say, who eat greedy or don't eat at all.
Nice. We're going to go ahead. We got the song right here. Chief, I'm going to stay Triple D for the people. You know what I mean? So you going to go ahead and introduce that to the people, fam?
Yeah, this right here is the new hottest single coming from the DFW. Probably the hottest one you go hear in a minute. You know what I mean? It's featuring the homie Duro and the homie Bebe. You know what I mean? It's a hot single. And, you know, I'm going to stay Triple D, and everybody that's wherever they from, stay what you is, man, and rep where you from to the fullest, because I do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got this joint right here. I'm going to stay Triple D. Check.
The way we pull up on them blazing them can tell we from Dallas when we open up our mouth. The drugs, the thugs, the crips, the blood. We put it in their face and I do it for the love. Yeah. The chucks, the towel that hang from the back. The crease down jeans, what you know about that? We raw, we gangsters, we bona fide killers. On none, fade out and ain't nobody fucking with us. Nah. We rhyme, we jack, we take, we steal. Ain't nothing friendly about us, I'ma go keep it real. We players, we pimps, some real live max. Done cheap, baby, in the coupe, come black. I'm the man, the boss, the shit, a beast. Put your hands in the air for the dirty, dirty deep.
Like a bow fade. My money long like high school hallways. Dirty, dirty B, bitch, rep that always. Shout out to L Town, buy a long shot. 843 for some of US homes block. Hey, my blood in the city came way before me. Big bro, AB, keeping slow, OG. Lucy, Mr. Poopy, Gator Main, I salute y'all. DSR, Twisted Black, Big Chief, all y'all. I used to grind one day when I was coming up. Used to sit in front of clubs, now my music run the club. I ain't even started yet, but took a platinum plaque home. 106 and Park with the triple D hat on. Real niggas represent, fake niggas won't. So I'ma stay triple D until I put it on.
Like that.
I appreciate it, man. You know, it's just a little hometown thing, you know.
Yeah, but it's real though. You know what I'm saying? It's real.
Yeah, you know, it got that old school flavor, you know what I'm saying? You know, the throwback sound, you know what I'm saying? And you know, just how we came off, man, I think it's gonna be a real big success. I really do.
I think it's definitely gonna be a hot song. You push it right, it's definitely gonna be a hot song. That was hot. That was hot. That was definitely hot right there, man. Also, could you talk to us and tell us some of the producers you're working with in any of your projects right now?
Yeah, I got a real live production team, man. Right there, that track was exclusively done by Mr. E. You know what I'm saying? You heard his trademark. I got Brian Keith, who did the Chick record with me, Bobby Valentino, and Slim. Then I got Hollywood, who did the track with me and Jim Jones and my swag joint. You know what I'm saying? So I got some monsters riding with me.
Wow, you did a joint with Jim Jones, dog. You got some stuff going on over there.
Yeah,
who some
yeah,
of these artists
Google.
You over there working with, man?
Yeah, just Google me, man. You know, that was probably one of the hottest joints. You know, it's called My Swag. You know what I mean? Me and Jim did it. You know, it was a monster. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they mess with the kid. You know, I done reached up there to New York, you know what I mean, and touched it. So, you know, yeah.
Okay, all right then. Don't hurt nobody over there, Chief. Don't hurt nobody.
I ain't going to hurt them. I'm just going to kill them. You know what I mean?
He said, I'm just going to kill them, man. I like you, man. So is there any things that, you know, once you conquer all that you want to conquer in the music industry,
is there any other ventures you might want to step into, like acting or anything like that, or doing documentaries or anything? Because a lot of artists, get into different trades also. So is there any things you like to venture in, or branding or something like that?
Yeah, actually, the acting part, because I am a brand, and I got a story to tell. So even right now, I got the DVD coming out too, Eat Greedy or Don't Eat It All is not just a slogan, it's my life is the name of the DVD. I got that coming, And, short film movies, all that's good. I'm open for all that, Once the door is open, I'm walking through there, and I don't care which other door I open, I might open them all. So, it is what it is. So, acting part, I'm like Snoop. I might want to get my own little league team and start that up and just have some, have a whole lot of things going, coming from out of that South, a lot of stuff that we not opened up to going down here, coming from out of Dallas anyway, and we so big. I want to probably try to pioneer and be the cornerstone of opening the doors for other gateways instead of just the music side, I want to be that cornerstone and let them know that it's more than just, this, because, I've been doing this for a minute, and I'm a multi-hustler, man. I'm a full-color hustler. So, that's what it is with me.
That's true. What are some of the things that you do to give back in your community?
Man, right now I'm in the process of starting my own foundation, the Eat Greedy Foundation, And, that's going to be a real positive look in the community, for the simple fact because I got a lot of kids and people that follow me and that's willing to listen to what I got to say. So, once I get that underway, I feel like, a lot of other things go blossom and other doors are going to open. So right now, that's one other thing I'm concentrating on, is getting my Eat Greedy Foundation up and going. And, once we get that going, that's going to complement the music side too. So,
Definitely. I mean, I'm really proud of everything that you got going on, man, for real. You really seem like you're focused on everything that you got going on, and I just really wish you the best on anything. Can you throw out your Twitter and the places we need to check you out at?
Yeah. You can go to Big Chief Twitter, Big Chief. All of it is with the A at the end, so, a lot of people be kind of mixing up, you miss out the A. But you can go to twitter.com/BigChief, or you can go to myspace.com/BigChief, and you can go to facebook.com/BigChief, And eGreedy.com for downloads and singles and all that down,
Where'd you get the name Big Chief from, Chief?
Oh, man, being a chief boss cat, man, I just took that role, man. They seen the leadership in me, They just say, man, you chief, man. That's just what that is. It's self-explanatory, the head man in charge.
Does being a leader always fall in your lap, even sometimes if you don't want that responsibility? Does it always most of the time fall in your lap?
Yeah, sometimes it do. A lot of times it do, because I'm proactive, meaning, I take the initiative and I really, if I see something and I want it, I go for it. I don't really be too hesitant or reluctant, So it really come naturally, because I'm a stand on top of mine. So that's just what that is.
That's what's up, man. And, it's Wednesday, and I want you to talk about, in regards to business, what are the top three things that you think a person needs to do to be successful in business?
First of all, put God first, because he going to dictate, he going to look over all your decisions, The second thing is, go 110%, give a whole lot of hard work and stay dedicated, And third of all, just be a success in business, surround yourself around the right people, And when you surround yourself around the right people and you go hard and you put in 100% and you keep God first, there's really no failing. There's no losing right there.
Definitely. And you definitely said the truth right there. I employ everybody to definitely check this cat out right here. Chief is doing his thing. Y'all need to go out and support him. you know what I'm saying, and definitely, you know, support everything that he got going on. You know what I'm saying? All the cats that's out there in Texas, salute to all of y'all, man. And you know what? I love Texas, and shout out to Fort Hood, Texas, because I went out there for training, and that's one of the biggest bases out there, man. We were shooting off cannons and all kinds of stuff, man. I went out there for training and stuff back in the day. Yeah, definitely. And shout out to Houston, too, because y'all got that club. What's that club? Harlem Nights out there? That club's off the hook.
H-Town, you know, H-Town, it goes down in H-Town. I miss with H-Town a whole lot. All the artists from H-Town really support Chief and embrace me, from Kiki, Zero, Trey, J-Dawg, Slim, you know, Bun, all them boys. They powwow, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about they all support me and embrace me, like, you know, like I'm from H-Town. So it's just love right there, you know what I mean?
That's one thing that I love about, you know, the South and you guys, is that you guys show this brotherly love. Even if y'all beefing, y'all still show the love with each other. It's like y'all brothers, man.
Yeah, at the end of the day, money got to be made, man. We put all that bull crap aside and we get that money, man.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You got to tell our people up top some of that shit, man.
Yeah, we put that aside and get that money, man. We get that money, man.
For real, man. That's why I definitely love the South, man. Y'all definitely doing y'all thing. Can you bless us with a couple little bars? You know, it's not a whole 16, but a little something. Can you give us a little something to make our ear dance a little bit, boo?
Oh, man. You took my tootie. You got me in my business mode and ain't got me in my rap zone right now, man. You got me in my interrogation mode right now, man. I'm in cool mode. I'm getting interrogated right now, so I'm in my interrogating mode. You know, I'm like, man, what's the deal, man? I ain't even got nothing just flowing. I ain't even busting loose with juice right now. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I ain't even busting loose with juice, man. I'm in my cool
pistachio.
Oh, my
right
God.
Now, you know what? You know I love you, though. You know what I'm saying? I love you. And you know, I'm going to hold you up, too, because this ain't the last time I'm going to have you on here. Next time, I'll make sure you get to bust that juice before you come on.
Do that there, man. I probably bite the mic. I bite the tip mic off, you know what I mean? But right now, it's like cool pistachio right now, man.
Oh man. Well, I like Chief, man. I like your charisma and your persona and stuff. You know what we try to be here is, you know, we don't try to be like super stiff. We try to make sure that you feel like you can eat a peanut butter jelly sandwich with us, you know what I'm saying? Eat some oodles and noodles and drink some Kool-Aid, you know what I'm saying? Rock out with us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I tell you right. That's what's up, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. You know, I blend in with the best of them. Wherever you, man, I'm going to rock with you. We're going to feel like we've known each other for a couple of years.
Definitely, man. And, I mean, I'm loving all of the music you got coming out and everything. And, you know, is there like a mixtape coming soon? Is there a mixtape coming soon that we need to look for and everything?
Man,
and
you know, I got the E Greedy Volume 12, so if you go online, you can see that I got 1 through 12 going up, but it's a mixtape about me. Everything is original. So, like, you know, when y'all look me up, just know that everything you're getting is original, and the E Greedy Volume 12, EGB, will be out within a few weeks, you know what I mean?
I want to ask your opinion on something, right, Chief? What do you think about these artists putting out these, they're like mixtape EPs, mixtape albums? What's really the difference between the mixtape album and a whole complete album?
I mean,
what
for
you
one,
think
you
about
know,
that?
The difference is, you know, a whole complete album is all original. You know, mixtapes, you're going to have songs with familiarity and people going to just be, you know, doing the skeleton, you know what I'm saying? But when you're doing a complete album, it's all you, you know what I'm saying? It's all that artist, you know what I mean? You gotta put some thought behind it. When you're doing a mixtape, it's premeditated down there. You can just follow along with what made it to be a hit, you know what I mean? You'll never really hear me go do any mixtape. I don't take nothing from it because a lot of people done got on from it. But, you know, I be having too much to say, and I got my own identity. You know, I do my own thing.
That's what I'm talking about, being original. That's why you're going to have longevity in this business, man. I like you, Chief, for real. Seriously. You need to come back on the show. And don't be hard.
You don't even got to ask twice, you know what I mean? No, seriously. It's not you, baby.
That's what's up, man. I definitely love everything you got going on. We got a caller from the 241. 214, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby? You live with your boy Chief. Big Chief, what it do?
Hey, what's up with it?
What's up, 214? Who this? Oh, I guess you just want to listen then. All right, then. Don't be scared. I ain't going to bite you. Oh, man. Like I said, if you're just joining us right now, we have Big Chief live in the building, man. One of the hottest MCs coming out of the game, coming straight out of Texas, killing it. He is the new recruit for Cash Money Records, your man, baby. Signed your man. He's doing his thing. Along with that, man, he done did songs with Jim Jones. He got some with Slim Thugger. He got some with Baby. He's about to be crazy right now. So y'all cats need to look out for it. It's about to be real retarded. So if you ain't know nothing about Big Chiefa, make sure you follow Big Chiefa, B-I-G-C-H-I-E-F-A. You know what I'm saying? From Cash Money, follow this dude, man. The dude is doing big things. Seriously, man. And I put a stamp on that. It's official. Seriously. You know what I mean? And also, don't forget, we also going to have celebrity videographer. He's doing all the hot videos out there coming straight out of L.A. Mike Ho is going to be crazy tonight. So I'm saying, just rock out with us. We're talking about business, man. And just because I can, it's your girl, Lushy Lush. We can still rock that joint again because I like that joint with Big Chief and Slim Thugger and Bobby Valentino. We're going to rock out with that song again. And we're going to come back. We're going to have your boy Mike Cole. We're going to rock out with some music. I'm going to give you some business tips. So I want to say it's a pleasure and an honor having you on the show, Big Chief. And, and hopefully we get you on the show again, you know what I mean? You know, and we wish you nothing but success in everything that you do. And I really see a lot of longevity with you, man. So keep doing what you do. Stay true to the, you know, the whole situation of the hip-hop, the music in general, and just keep doing you, man, and you always going to win, no matter what.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Besides you.
That's what's up, baby. That's what's up,
right,
man. So, everybody, man, make sure that you stay tuned and you rock out. We're going to go ahead and rock out with another song by your man, Big Chief. Baby. Let's go.
Valentine. Or Bobby V. Yeah, blue collar dream. You know the business.
Rolling deep in my class. Ready to look up. Hey, if I'm on the scene. Ladies, know what's up. All the niggas hating.
What?
Hating on me.
On me.
But I know why.
Why?
Cause I'm doing my thing.
What?
Stepping in my day.
Hey,
hey. Shade check.
Hey.
Real check. Them stacks on deck. I-23 sitting under my car.
On the stage, ain't nobody tripping cause the money already made, dipping through the night, I'm about to take flight, look mama choose, I put that dick off in a light, these boys real stupid, I keep some cooping, haters love to watch, so the beans come ruthless, everything good, and everything for black shots, I think they like my swag, man, that's why they all
keep it real. Can't let the drink spill. I just popped another seal.
Hold up.
Louis shades on. own matching belt with the shoe. Got my grown man on, so tonight I can't lose. Coupe on cruise while I'm headed to the club. Boy, I hit the parking lot, they like, look, that go thug. 6'6", tall, so the box can't miss me. Ballin' with my hogs and we bout to make history. 45 now, turn left on the 60. With 3 car loads and they all coming with me. Get me.
Listening to Lush Radio Online, and we're live and we're back right there. You heard some more of that big chief right there. He has recently signed to Cash Money Records, you know what I mean? So we're live in the building, and we're always talking about business on Lush Radio Online. And, you know, tonight I'm extra excited because we have the world-famous celebrity director, Mike Ho, live in the building. You know, besides being a business individual, besides being an entrepreneur, he's a great dude, very personable, and he actually answers his Twitters. And he's going to be live in the building with us, and he's actually directing a video called Jackie Chang by with your boy Genesis that we had prior on the show. Hi-ya! So he's going to be live in the building with us. So call it at 347-826-7722. And we're going to go to the phone lines and see if we're blessed with the presence of Mike Ho. Greetings. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm extra excited to have you live on the show with us tonight.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love.
Wait, can I cuss on here? Or, like, should I watch my language? What's the deal?
Hey, we try to keep it as PG-13 as possible, but sometimes, you know, you can go hard. This is Lush Radio Online, man. Do what you do.
Okay, because I ain't going to lie. I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I'd be slipping on some stuff I don't mean to. It's you know, it's in my nature sometimes. So I apologize ahead of time if I did something wrong.
No, it's okay, Mike. It's all good, man. But you know, you really need to rock out with us on Fridays when we go in. Let's get the F out of here Fridays.
I'm here rocking with you guys. I just really appreciate you hitting me on Twitter for this interview. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying, I'm very grateful. Thank you.
We're honored to have you on here. You're the big director and everything, doing big things over there, man. I seen you carrying that big old camera. I know. How many tons was that? What's the weight,
man,
on that camera?
Man, you know what? I don't know the exact weight. I know it's kind of heavy. I mean, it does put a strain on my back. I want to say at least like 35 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, some shit
wow.
like that.
Wow.
Yeah, so but I mean, you know, I'm no one special. I'm just here to press the button on the camera, you know what I mean? I'm nobody. I'm just like you, you know what I mean? I just happen to have somebody in front of my camera that everybody knows, that's all.
So, talk to us. This is Let's Talk About Business on Lush Radio Online. And before we get into it, do you have any shout outs and everything? And shout out to my boy OP out there, who definitely talks very highly of you out there in Cali and stuff. So do you have any shout outs before we get into it?
You know what? I gotta definitely give my family, like, I wouldn't be here without these people. You know, please forgive me if I forget anybody, but you know, shout out to D Train, shout out to Big Ken Entertainment, shout out to Tony, Global Identity, shout out to my boy Royalty. You know what I mean? Royalty, I don't know if you know, he's hot ass rapper out here in the Bay. I've done all his videos. I mean, he's got a new one with Frankie J coming out called Number One. Shout out to him, because without him, man, I wouldn't even know the people I know. Shout out to my brother Calio, I mean, for introducing me to the game, you know what I mean, who put me on, and it kind of introduced me to the whole lifestyle and the way it works. Shout out to Matt from Genuine Music Group. Shout out to just everybody who's helped me out in the Bay and has helped me escalate my career to where it's at. It's definitely a blessing, you know what I mean? Because, to let's be honest, I wouldn't be nobody without the people helping me and without the people supporting me, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you are what your people make you, you know what I mean? So, and especially a shout-out to my girl, Lissa Rae Ross, who's helped me elevate my career within the past 6 months as well with everything that I'm doing.
Definitely. I'm getting feedback. I don't know if you're listening to this, or we're getting feedback. I don't know where the feedback is coming from. If anybody's listening to us with a computer, please turn your mics down.
I heard. I just did it right now. I just turned them off.
Okay. All right. Cool. You've worked with an array of celebrities. You also do photography, and you know, you direct. And now, do you direct music videos, and do you also direct films along with that? Also, Mike, can you tell us in detail?
Yeah, I mean, right now my main focus is I am directing music videos right now, but I'm not limited to that. You know, I've done a bunch of short little videos, and I do a lot of model promo videos for, like, you know, models that are, like, in music videos now, and models that need help, you know, escalating their portfolio, so I do that. But, I mean, my main focus, like, I've been filming films since I was a kid, you know, since I was, like, 13, I was running around with my camera making movies with my cousins and stuff, so my main focus is films, and just right now, just music videos kind of, like, fell on my lap, and it's kind of working out well for me. But like for in the future, in a few years, I'd definitely like to be doing movies, you know.
Definitely. And what inspired you to get into the whole directing situation and photography? What made you say that this is my niche? You could have done anything, but you said that this is the path I wanted to take.
Well, there's a lot of things that have inspired me. So, you know, I was doing it at a young age, but then I kind of dropped off from it. And one of my buddies was actually a photographer, a professional photographer, and he actually put a camera in my hands about 4 years ago. And what's funny is I didn't really want to do it, but then he was like, just try it out, you know what I mean? I think you'll like it. And then when I did my first gig with him, he was kind of impressed with the photos that I took, and he was like, and then it just kind of came to me, you know what I mean? So that's how the photography came in. And once that did, I bought my first camera, got my first lights, and just kind of like said, you know, I'm going to try this out and see how it works out. And then, you know, I got good feedback and it started rolling. And so I just stayed with it. But then photography kind of like merged into directing. And the way I was inspired with directing was I wanted to make my pictures move. And about 3 years ago, I actually seen one of the videos out here, like a Bay Area director named Taj, that was actually directing music videos out here, and I loved his work. And, you know, I was like, you know what, I want to give this a try. It took me a while, though, you know what I mean? It took me about 6 months, a year, because I wanted to do my homework before I leaped into it, you know what I mean? Because I didn't want to do it prematurely. Because when I seen Taj's video, I was like, okay, that's the only quality that I knew, and I didn't want to put anything that was less than that
you know, not, you know, I just wanted to be at his level when I tried it. I mean, of course, I wasn't going to be, but my attempt was to do that. So, you know, and then a year later after seeing his video, you know, I finally got the courage to actually try to do my first video, and I reached out to the Hood Stars out here. Actually, my girl Tragic, I can't forget Tragic. I should have shouted her out in the beginning. She's listening. She actually helped me put my first couple music videos together, so I got to give her love because I wouldn't be where I'm at with my video stuff if she didn't help me. But me and her collaborated on a video, and we, you know, we're messing around, and I did my first video. It came out cool, and then finally I wanted to take it to, like, an actual client, and I actually did my my second video with the Hood Stars from out here in the Bay. I don't know if you're familiar with them, and then once I did that one, the feedback was, like, crazy insane that people started hitting me up, and next thing you know, I started doing all these other ones, and it just became a domino effect.
Nice. That's what's up, man, because you definitely are doing a lot of stuff out there, and a lot of people are definitely feeling everything that you're doing. And what, you know, there's so many different directors out there. You have the Hype Williams. You have, you know, other directors that do deal with the movie sense of music video. What do you describe your style as?
My style, you know what? I'm kind of trying to bring a whole new style. A lot of music videos, I feel like, well, this is just today. I mean, I'm so used to, like, I used to watch Hype Williams, you know. It wasn't only Taj. I mean, I watched Hype Williams religiously, you know. I mean, as a young kid, you know, I was watching Belly at a young age. I probably shouldn't have been watching that movie, but I was, and watching all his music videos. Yeah, you know what I mean? But what I think music videos are lacking right now is a sense of film, like storylines, instead of just, like, you know, kind of money being thrown around and stuff like that. I like to try to bring the song to life, you know what I mean? Whether it's a love song or it's a, you know, the rock song, I try to make it. If you watch my videos, it's very film orientated. You know, there's always a story, and I film it like a movie with performance shots occasionally in the mix. You know what I mean? So I guess you can say my style, It falls in the music video category, but at the same time, I try to really showcase my film skills and my narrative and my storytelling, you know what I mean, in my music videos. That way, it's kind of like practice for me to, like, break off to hopefully do films in the future.
Well, definitely. Who are some of the other directors, whether it be a music video or film in general or cinematography? Who are some of the people, whether it's, you know, in America, in the U.S. or, you know, overseas, some of the directors you kind of idolize or admire?
Well, I mean, the directors that for film and music that I admire, I mean, I admire Michael Bay. I would definitely look up him as a director. James Cameron, and those are the two that I really look, you know, because I'm a military and action movie junkie. So if you ever see me do a movie, it's definitely going to have some... You know what I mean? It might have some Jackie Chan in it. You know what I mean? So that's definitely the direction. So I look up to them, like, you know, the whole Transformers series and all that. It's like, that's kind of like my niche, or like, not my niche, I should say, but my style that I would like to develop if I ever got to film. And in music videos, I mean, Hype Williams, of course, because he was the first director I actually seen in music videos doing it when I was watching it. But I mean, a big part of the reason why I'm directing right now is definitely because of Taj. There's another director named Colin Tilley that I actually been following. They're all from the Bay. They're all from the same town that I'm from. So, but those are the main directors I actually look up to and watch religiously.
Well, definitely. And I'm partial to action movies myself. I'm an action movie fanatic, and I'm an ex-military. I'm a veteran, so I love soldier movies.
No, you know what? It's funny that you said that. You know, I used to do stuff with the Army too. I was contracted with them, and I used to help design like IRs and laser sights with EOTech, and, like, you know, help design body armor and field test gear for, like, Special Forces and Delta.
Are you serious? Nice.
Yeah, so, like, That's one reason why I really wanted, and I had to go through all the training, you know what I mean? I went through, like, you know, CQB training, I went through mount training, I went through weapons training, I went through all that stuff. So, you know, I even got the chance to do some little bit of ranger training, so I learned, like, diamond formation and all that stuff. So, and
wow.
Yeah, so that's one reason why I definitely want to make a military movie because I know that I'm attention to detail as far as like gear and everything like that. I had to field test all that stuff and I bought all of it. So like before, like this is an interesting fact I like to tell people. Like before Transformers came out with like the whole, you know, like they were wearing the camouflage in there. The, I don't know if you know the multi-cam.
I had
everything that was in Transformers 4 years before it even came out. So when that movie came out, everyone was like, oh, that's dope. I had it. And what's funny is that when the movie came out, I sold it on eBay for so much money, it was ridiculous. And I had the original.
I had the original stuff.
I was part of that whole, yeah, when they were developing it, I was one of the dudes that got it to field test it.
Wow, man. You know what? I'm jealous right now, Mike. I'm jealous.
I'm jealous.
I think people who like either go through the training or have actually been in the military have this whole fascination with just any armor or weaponry that they create and stuff. And I am a big guru when it comes to military weaponry. So I really feel you in what you're talking about in regards to just being a part of it, you know, and most civilians won't really understand unless they've gone through the training or, you know, at least experienced some of it or had a battle buddy or somebody that's been in the military to understand. So, yeah, man, I'm really jealous, though, man. I'm really jealous right now.
I mean, the thing is, you actually really did it. I was just more behind the scenes, so you gotta get more props to yourself for actually being in the service and doing all that. So,
you should have had went in though. Why did you decide not to go in then?
Well,
you already had it for me.
No, you know what? I wanted to go, and this is an interesting fact that I'm also gonna tell you. The reason why I tried to go because I wanted to do Delta Force really bad, and I wanted to do like, you know. Yeah, I wanted to be a sharpshooter and a sniper and do reconnaissance and stuff like that. But then
You could have done it too.
Yeah, I could. No, you know what? I did the training and everything was cool. The only thing is that I see predominantly out of my right eye. So I have a scar through the middle of my left pupil. So, even when I'm shooting music videos or like I'm doing photos, I really only see out of my right eye. So they wouldn't allow that because I can't. So like, say if I needed to take cover on the left corner, I couldn't do it. I'd have to poke my whole head out in order to see.
Yeah, you give up your position though if you had to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be the
first
one to die. You see this big head come around the corner, it's the first shot it's gonna get.
Your head isn't that big, Mike.
Right? Hey, what's going on this side? What's going on over here? Boom. Done. Yeah.
But man, but that's interesting, man. So, okay, so having that and stuff, is it when you're shooting, how do you manage to create such magnificent, you know, visual, you know, presentations and stuff like that? Is this something you had to train your eyes and stuff like that when you went through that whole situation, or how is it? I mean,
here's the funny thing. I didn't know I had an issue until like maybe my second or third year in high school. It was a funny thing because, you know, as a kid, I never understood 3D movies. And I was like, this is not 3D because the fact that I don't have double vision, I can't see the picture coming at me. You know what I'm saying? So like, even though how everyone's on the 3D movie thing right now, it's like, I can't even enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? So, how's it helped me or how did I adapt to it? It's kind of something I had to deal with because I've had this since a kid. I have reconstruction surgery on my eyes when I was a kid. That's why I have the scar through my pupil because it's the only way they could save my eyes. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Maybe God decided to bless me with one good one and gave me a vision to do what I'm doing now. I feel like God gave me this opportunity. You know what I mean? Like I didn't have to adapt to it. It's a blessing from God.
Wow, that's a blessing, man. That's a testimony right there. Seriously, you know, and you're definitely doing that, and you're creating masterpieces for the world to see, and I'm definitely proud of you and everything that you're doing out there. If you weren't doing this right now, what would Mike be doing at this moment if you weren't doing what you're doing now? If you weren't doing, if you weren't directing right now, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't directing or taking photos, I'd probably be doing stuff with the Army still.
You're just
that's
so gun ho, huh? You're
yeah,
just so gun ho.
Yeah. And I am. I ain't gonna lie. I'm very gun happy. Like I love everything with weapons, gear, whatever it is. I'd probably be doing something with the military, whether I'm in it or not. I'd probably be taking the knowledge I have creatively and designing something to better our soldiers out there. You know what I mean?
So, question: If you're so into that, are you into the whole paintballing, and are you into gaming with all the soldier games and stuff like Halo and everything like that?
Yeah, I never paintballed, but then what was funny is that a lot of when I went to go test my gear, I definitely did airsofting because it was more realistic with the weapons and everything. I could attach the real real parts on a gun, I could attach it on there to test it out. I never did paintball, but I did do airsoft for a little bit, and I do. It's funny that you say I do only play military games. Like I'm a Call of Duty kid. I'm a Metal Gear kid. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's hella funny that you said. Yeah, I'm all about that.
Call of Duty is hot. I mean, I can honestly say Call of Duty is hot. It freaking gets as a little bit. If it was 3D and I can virtually get in there, I would be in there.
You know, exactly. You know, it's funny because I don't play the game like how everyone else does, how everyone runs around. I'm like actually doing what I actually learned in it. I think that's why I'm able to last when I'm playing it. It's pretty funny. Even to like my weapon detail and how I accessorize my weapons and my thing. It's like what I would be running with if I was really doing it. So funny.
I know people, if you're listening to it, we're just, you know, in our little zone in regards to, like, games and everything. But if you're tuning in right now, you're listening to the one and only celebrity director, Mike Ho, live on the line with us right now. And we're talking about, you know, his experiences and everything and talking about business. And since we're talking about business, Mike, what are some of the key things as a director that some of the key things that you must know and things that you should know or have being a successful director and dealing in the business that you are in?
There's only one word that I have to say: humbleness. Humbleness is like with any business, not just directing itself. If you're humble and you carry yourself well and you're kind to the people around you, you can be successful at anything. You know what I mean? A good attitude. I mean, of course, you need to know what you're doing as far as creative aspect and getting what you need to accomplish the job. But I think as far as being successful in a business, I think being humble and running a business where it's like to the people and more like catering to them is the answer to any successful business. You know, customer service at the end of the day is the key.
Definitely. What are some of the things that you do out there in the Bay Area to give back to your community?
Say that one more time.
What are some of the things you do out there in the Bay Area to give back to your community?
Charlie. The last music video that I did was Charlie Wilson from. You're familiar with Charlie Wilson, right?
Yes, I definitely am.
Yeah, I did his last music
video. Yeah.
I did his last music video, You Are, and what I did with that one is, like, you know, they gave me a budget to do it, and I actually did it in my hometown. But what I did different about it doing it in my hometown is that I actually got my old high school involved, and all my extras, I had, like, 70 extras, I got the whole drama department.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, I got the whole drama department, and I actually, and I made a donation to the school, you know what I mean? So that's how I did get back to my community as far as the Bay Area. You know, I wanted to come by it, and I know when I was in high school, I was chasing these dreams that I wasn't able to, you know, to get out to. You know what I mean? So I thought, you know, why not come back to my high school? And I'm pretty sure there's kids that share the same dream as me, and why not give them an opportunity to be on TV? And every kid that was in the video was on TV. You know, my video's on BET and on VH1 and on demand on Comcast. So like. the kids, like, they're able to go show their friends, and they're able to tell, you know, tell their mom and their dad that they were on TV and that they're able to act in the video, you know what I mean?
That is so sweet of you, man. That is really
yeah.
nice. You know,
yeah,
and definitely. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, we definitely believe in giving back on Lush Radio Online. It's definitely a must, you know, because I used to teach special needs kids and I used to substitute with high school kids, and you know, I myself always used to chase dreams. So any opportunities we have to, you know, for kids to have the opportunities to definitely, you know, gear towards their dreams. And, you know, a lot of some of these schools have video production, you know, companies and stuff like that. And, you know, they produce their own videos and stuff. And, you know, it's great to have somebody to actually give back to them. And that's great. You know, that's definitely great, you know, because the kids are out here right now, you know, they're taking all the, you know, recreation centers away and things like that. So they don't have too many things to look forward to. You know,
exactly.
Nowadays.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. And then there's another thing that I do occasionally. It's like I've done it actually a few times. Is that I used to be a student at the Art Institute, and I'm no longer a student there just because I became an early recruit. Just what I'm doing. But what I usually go back, I occasionally go back there, and I speak for them, a public speaker, and I communicate to them, like, you know, living your dream is very possible if you just pursue it. And I go there and I teach them how to direct. I do like classrooms, and I do like, you know, sessions where I teach them how to, you know, use the cameras and what, you know, lighting, what they should do for that. And not only them, but then I've done that for like kids that are in like elementary school, and I've done that for kids in middle school as well. Like, I just go there and I talk about what it is, what their dreams are. And I just get a collection of kids that want to do, like, you know, creative stuff, whether it's directing photography, graphic design, or whatever, and I'll hold classes and sessions and teach them how to do that.
Nice. That's nice, man. And God is definitely going to bless you and continue to bless you. That's nice right there. We got a caller from the 510. You're live on Lush Radio Online with Mike Ho, 510.
Is this Sexy Lush?
who is this, 510?
Sexy Ass Lush and Mike Ho-Ho. What's happening?
What's up?
How's that? You know, man.
You're silly, man.
How am I silly, man? I have to listen to my man Mike Ho, man.
What's good, O.P.?
Man, you know, man, over here, you know, hanging, maintaining, you know.
Man, everything's good with you, man. I just want to thank you for this little interview with you, man. This is dope.
I didn't do this.
What's that? No, I said
that wasn't me.
That
wasn't me. How much are you talking about? That wasn't me.
No, I said coming on. You ain't coming into the interview.
I was talking about Mike.
Yeah.
I know you're talking about Mike. Nah, I'm fucking with you. When I go ahead, Mike, you know, I just can't just talk shit real quick. You know, I'm just listening in and shit. You know, I just want to thank Lush, you know, for even just letting artists even speak on your show. You know what I'm saying?
I'm out of here.
I'm not interrupting no interview. I'm out of here. I love you. God bless. Take care.
And is anything for y'all, man. You know, anything for y'all. Y'all call me. I'm just one phone to call away. Anything to support China and all my people out there in the West Coast. Because I'm going to tell you, the West Coast show me mad love, for real. I mean, they show me love all over, but the West Coast shows me love, son. So I got to, whatever y'all ask me to do, I got to. Especially, not everybody, but my boy OP. If he called me up and say, yo, then I'm like, yeah. I got you, for real, definitely. But I appreciate you, man, for real. And we got that song right here from your man Genesis, because that song, I can't wait to see the treatment. What's the treatment you're going to have on this video, Mike?
Man, the treatment is kind of crazy. I ain't going to lie. I mean, you actually caught me at a good time, because I just got done kind of writing it. That's funny that you asked me. So the thing is that if I tell it now I got to do it. You know what I mean?
Can we get it? You can't give us all, but, you know, everybody has to stay tuned to watch the video. But can we get a sneak peek on what the treatment's going? Because I already like the song. So I got to only imagine what the video is going to look like.
Well, I mean, we're in the process of getting everything down right now, but let me tell you, you'll see some chase scenes, you'll see some motorcycles, you'll see some people flipping off walls. I mean,
what?
Yeah, it's gonna be a movie. It's not gonna be someone. Everyone's expecting, you know, for, you know, him to be stunting, you know what I mean, maybe having some cars around and maybe have some money. But I'm really living to the song where he's stunting like Jackie Chan. You know what I mean?
So we're going to have a lot of acrobatics, different styles of martial arts, the move jumping joints. I want to be stuck on it. I might forget the song and think I'm watching the movie.
We might have to make a Genesis meets Jackie Chan movie. You know what I mean?
I know Jackie Chan costs a lot, but it would be crazy to even have him do a cameo on that joint. But you know what I'm saying? That would be crazy. But I know his budget is retarded, so I ain't even going to touch that.
Rush Hour 4. Watch out.
For real? Rush Hour 4 right there. Seriously. But, man, I can't wait till that video comes out. It's highly anticipated. We already have the sneak peek promo video already on www.lushradioonline.com. Y'all can check that out. You know what I'm saying? That's a little slight preview, but that's not all. So, you know what I'm saying? Just pay attention, man. It's going to be ham. Okay, I'm going to be on a little techie sense because, you know, I shoot a little bit. You know, I saved up my little bread and got my little 7D, you know, to do my little video with the little HD. So I got my little 7D. Yeah, I got my little 7D, you know what I'm saying? And then I got my 50D. See, the crazy thing about it with Canon, they be playing games. The 50D had dropped, and then they had dropped the 7D. And I'm like, they not too far apart before they dropped it. So I was like, yo, I'm going to wait till the price go down, and then I'm going to cop that. Because I started seeing all the vivid images that the 7D produced. It's just the more video part that I really wanted to use the 7D for. So, what type of camera are you shooting with besides the one that you're using for video? But what kind of camera are you using when you're doing photos and everything? And tell us, what are your top three cameras for 2011?
Oh, okay, wow. For photos, I mean, my baby that I really love and I use all the time is the Canon 5D Mark II.
Sexy. Oh, my God.
I love
what
that.
What kind of lens are you using on that one?
I use a variety. You know what I mean? It depends on what I'm shooting, of course. But my primary use, I mean, everybody knows this. Everybody in studio uses is a 24-70. That's the Canon L lens.
Okay, I'm right. Go ahead now.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, that's always been my dream package. So, ever since I got into this, I was able to actually own them. So, that's definitely a blessing. That's ideally for me. Everybody's setup is different. You know what I mean? If I could, I would be using the 1DS Mark IV, you know what I mean? But, you know, I'm not shooting extreme sports and stuff like that. You know, the Mark IV is, like, pretty quick on that. So, but, you know, as far as quality and sensor and all that at the end of the day, the 5D Mark II to me is superior. You said three cameras. Other cameras I would get.
Yeah, the type three. The top three for 2011 cameras.
Top three, the 7D, of course. The 7D is like, man, everybody knows the power of that thing. It's crazy. And, man, what else? I don't own this one, but I would love to have. It's like a new Hasselblad.
That's not the one that shoots in 3D, is it?
No. You know what? It's a crazy. Still, I'm not gonna lie. I'm still learning a lot about it. I haven't been using it just because it's like a $35,000 camera. You know what I mean?
Wow, Jesus Christ! What's the features on that?
Man, I'm still learning. Like I'm still learning. But the megapixels is like triple as mine. It's like a 5D Mark II. the clarity, and you can basically, you can blow up the pictures to however big you want, you know what I mean? And,
wow.
And the sharpness and the color and the richness of the Hasselblad is pretty insane. You should look it up. It's I'm new to them. I'm not going to lie, I'm new to them, but then it's, from what I heard, those are the things right now that are hot.
Yeah, right now, like, I've been seeing that a lot of people, they've been shooting sitcoms and videos and stuff with the 7D and stuff, but this 5D and stuff, the clarity, both of them are, like, the two hot ones. I mean, before when I started shooting and stuff, everybody was on a Nikon, but, you know, the quality, they have the same quality. Nikon has their own version of the 7D or 5D. I don't know exactly what the model number is, but... If any cameras that I would say the top picks to deal with is either a Nikon or a Canon. But right now, the hottest picks right now are the 5D and the 7D and stuff. I've seen a camera, too, that actually shoots in 3D. I don't know. I can't remember what the name is. But since they have all these HD videos and HD movies and stuff, and HD 3D TVs and stuff, you know, I'm like, is that the wave of the future? Because everything right now... is in 3D. Are you going to get into that whole 3D situation in the coming years? Or are you already shooting in 3D?
I do. No, you know what? I've been really, really thinking about shooting in 3D just because it's accessible now. I definitely wanted to, you know, if I had, it depends. Like, I really want to shoot 3D for sure. And I definitely want to shoot an action movie in 3D. I want to try with a music video first, but it's got to be had. It's got to have. It's got to have a lot of action, you know what I'm saying? I won't get to enjoy it, of course. I won't get to enjoy it, but everyone else could tell me how amazing it is.
Definitely, because, before, when you were coming up as a kid, the 3D we used to see was like, you know, but this new 3D now, I was amazed at how realistic it was. When I put on all these, like, kids' movies now, I can, like, it almost seems like you can literally touch them, like, even, like, Resident Evil. You know, when you saw the bullets flying and everything and the action, it's like, wow, this is, like, more intense, you know. Like, I would love to see, like, a military movie, like, with, like the explosions and everything in a 3D, you know, sense. It would be, like, crazy, you know, to see that. And you know, it's just crazy. Like, the whole 3D... phenomenon is crazy. I think if you do it, it would definitely be off the hook, because I definitely have my 3D glasses ready, because I have them now. I would keep them off.
Well, Lush, I'm going to have to do that for you then. I'm going to have to make one of those
definitely.
For you.
I have
you
a request. I have a request. Make a 3D video. For real. Seriously.
I have to do that. I definitely might have to do that. I'm definitely going to try to do that within my next projects for sure.
Definitely, because, I mean, as the transition goes on, we transition from still shots to moving shots and HD clarity and on up, and now we're into the, you know, the whole movement of the 3D. So, you know, all of, you know, with the, we Michael Jackson was, you know, rest in peace, Michael Jackson was the first to come out with the whole movie sense of shooting music videos and stuff, and you're bringing that to the industry. You're bringing that back to the industry, because that's what's missing. All that bling bling, throwing cash, and we don't know what the hell is going on. It's just, okay, what are you talking about? But in your sense of what you bring to this aspect is more of a storyline where we can understand and see where the transitions are going to and stuff like that. And that's what I appreciate coming from you, Mike.
Damn, thank you. You know what's funny is that that's where a big influence as far as my style is from Michael Jackson videos. You know what I mean? Just the way he did it. And I'm trying to bring that. I'm not saying that I'm the one that's bringing that back, because there's several people that might be trying to do that right now. But as far as my style, yes, I'm trying to bring that back. I want people to sit down and watch videos all the way through instead of watching the first 30 seconds. You know what I mean? And watching it and actually hooked. You know what I mean? And understanding what's going on rather than, oh, that shot was dope. Hold on, fast forward it. Let's watch this part. You know what I mean? Because I remember when I watched videos that I like, I only wanted to see certain parts. But when the ones I've seen, like Michael Jackson, you can watch it from the beginning and the end and be just as interested as you were at the beginning when it was over. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to build videos where you want to watch, not from the middle, not from like the very end. You want to watch it from the very beginning to the end, just how you would your favorite movie.
Definitely. Take, for example, like recently, which is not a 3D video, Kanye West, we already know he's out there sometimes when it comes to certain things, but that whole, it took a merge of cinema, art, ballet, color, and just, you know, mythology and things like that. And the video Runaway, if you go on YouTube and you watch it, it's like it was a transition. I was like, it was almost like a visual mixtape, you know. And you know, that was one of the videos that I had to watch several times. Like, wow, this is kind of interesting. It's kind of weird, but it's kind of interesting at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah. You know,
go ahead.
That was pure in my eyes. That was pure genius. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
That the whole Kanye video was pure genius on my. I think so. The way that it was shot, the cinematography is one thing, but the way that it was put together, I mean, you can't. You gotta give that guy. You gotta show that guy some love, because that was, first of all, it was brave. You know what I mean? But the coloring and everything like that was on some. It was amazing.
Definitely.
That's all.
It was definitely, because when I had to watch it actually twice to really understand the concept behind it. But just watching it, if you truly are a connoisseur of art and you appreciate art in every sense of it, you would definitely love that video, Runaway. And that video right there really intrigued me. Like, it's edgy. Somebody really had to take a chance on doing that, because it's like, you had so much mixtures of so many different things. It's like, wow, you know. And if you're calling in right now and you're listening to us, we have celebrity director and photographer, the one and only Mike Ho, live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online. And I want you guys to, you know, if you do have questions, because the lines are blowing up right now, if you have questions for him, make them brief. Ask them anything, you know, but you know, make sure that they're very respectful questions. And right now we're just talking about cinematography and, you know, talking about a lot of the different aspects on, you know, filming and stuff like that. We got a caller from the 301. That sounds like 301-343. You're live on the line with Mike Ho and Lush Radio Online.
What was up? How you doing?
How you doing? Is this Red?
Yeah, this is Rez. What's up, baby?
Hey, how you doing, Rez? Rez, we got Mike Ho live in the building, straight out of Cali in the Bay Area, and he did the video with Charlie Wilson and a lot of celebrities, and he's doing a lot of big things, man. Director and photographer, man. You got a question for him?
Yeah, with the topic, I think you're talking about Kanye West video and everything that's going on. I'm calling in. So what's the topic of the show?
Basically, the topic of the show, we talk about business. But right now, like, if you had any questions in regards to, like, filming or videography or photography for Mike, you feel free to ask him now and stuff. We were just talking about the dimensions and stuff of the Runaway video with Kanye West.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would like to know what's the meaning of the video as far as that. That's what I like to know. You know, what was he getting at? As far as he's talking about the Runaway video, I'm trying to find out what's the meaning of it. You know.
You know what, bro? You know, a lot of people have different meanings towards that. There's a lot of sensitivity towards that video because of the stuff that he's displaying.
Yeah.
I guess you kind of got to take that into your own hands and kind of depict it yourself, because that's a controversial question that I'm not going to get into.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, some people saying that it's supposed to represent the devil coming to the earth, and then they got the little thing of Michael Jackson with the two angels looking like demon besides Michael Jackson. And you got the little kid playing a flute looking like he's under mind control. So some people believe that's like some old occult symbolism. So I'll be trying to figure it out, but it looks like it's definitely some old occult type, like it has subliminal messages in it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of things we see, even with the. Yeah, go ahead.
We might have to talk about that on the next show and
okay.
Stuff. Because
okay.
Mike don't want to get
okay.
caught up in them type of conversations.
I understand that. Yeah, I understand.
We had to do that on the off record with Mike.
Yeah, I feel you on that one though.
And we got Buzzy out of Boston. Buzzy, you're live on the line with Mike Ho, celebrity director and photographer. You got any questions, Buzzy?
Not to be rude, nah, but, you know, I just came to show love, support, you know, give a shout-out to the big homie. You know, I seen you, you know, was giving out the word, you know, on Twitter today, so I just came through to show my support. It's just been real crazy out in Boston since last night, you know what I mean? It's been going down. I'm not know too many heard what's been going on, but it's looking a little ugly. But, you know, I just got to keep doing business as always. So, you know, I had to come through show love, Lush always, and, you know, big up to the homie and support him, you know.
Thanks, yeah.
Hello? That's what's up. We got a caller from the 240. That's the DMP. 240, you live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You got a question for Michael?
Yeah.
240?
Yeah, I got two.
Okay. All right. I guess they called to listen. They got other things going on over there. But if you're tuning in right now, we got your man Mike Ho live in the building, man, and I'm honored to have him live on the show. Mike, any future projects that you're working on right now, new videos? I know you're working on Genesis video, Jackie Chan, and we're going to play that in a few. Is there any other things we need to look out for also, or any ventures?
Yeah, I actually got a video releasing soon that I did with she's an artist and actress named Caitlin Taylor Love. She's actually from the Disney Channel, and she has a show on there. She called I'm in the Band, and honestly, really, really excited for that video, just because I think it's basically my whole passion. I was able to get fully creative on everything on that video, so I'm really excited about that video. It should be released soon. That's definitely something to look forward to, and I'm also filming a video with Royalty and Frankie J in Miami, which is coming up within the next few weeks.
Nice. You done got my daughter all riled up. You said Disney Channel, and she done got riled up, Mike.
Who was it?
She said, could you repeat who the artist's name was? And stuff. Yeah. She got seriously excited when you said Disney Channel.
Oh, yeah. Tell her, I mean, I got two versions of the video. Just make sure she watches the Disney version.
We'll let her watch the Disney version. Definitely. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is any advice for, any up-and-coming, videographers, directors and things like that? If you could give them any kind of advice, what would you give them?
Just follow your dreams and like don't overdo yourself. Everything comes to you for a reason. If you don't get a job, don't take it as a failure. Take it as it's not your, it wasn't your cab, you know what I mean? And just believe in yourself and stay consistent and keep pushing. The more work you put out, the more people are going to see it, you know what I mean? It doesn't happen overnight. I've been doing this for like 4 years and I'm not there yet, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people might be, you know, they see it, but in my eyes, I'm still working real hard and still trying to climb this lot. I'm still trying, but you just got to believe in your dreams, you know what I mean? Follow your signs, follow your gut, and do what you do, and always do good and be humble. Be humble with the people around you and just keep working, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Hard work pays off, and I live by that, and it's true, you know?
Definitely. I appreciate you, Mike. Can you throw your Twitter out there and website and everything so that people can definitely check out everything you got going on? And I know you got some videos on Vimeo and everything like that.
Yeah. And also, real quick, I just wanted to let you know, Lush, you can actually pick up, I just got published in Maxim in Espanol. It's on stands right now as of this week. So if anybody wants to go check out any of it, I'm definitely in Maxim this week. But my Twitter is twitter.com/oneshotmike, all spelled out, O-N-E, shot Mike. My Vimeo is vimeo.com, one shot media, YouTube, One Shot Media Productions. Oh, One Shot Media P-R-O-D. My website, though, if you want, just my website is probably the easiest thing. You just got to go to is www.oneshotmic.com, and I'll have all my work that you can go to there.
Yo, we got to give you some claps for being featured in the magazine.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Congratulations. So, this is the question I've been wanting to, you know, because I wanted to ask, are you mixed with Asian and Spanish, or are you fully Asian, or what is it? Are you mixed?
You actually hit it right on the money. I'm actually half Vietnamese and half Nicaraguan.
Nice. I'm good.
Yeah, got it right on the money.
You said what?
Half Vietnamese and half Nicaraguan, Central American. So I'm Latin.
Nice. That's nice right there, man. You got a mix of, you got the best of both worlds. That's
yeah,
tough.
The food, culture, the everything, the whole nine, it's pretty good.
And I love Vietnamese people. They're very friendly people, very caring people, and they're very family-oriented. So you got the whole focus of the Asian, you know, culture, and then you have that Latin flavor in there and stuff.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's,
like you said, that's the world.
And you're not too harsh on the eyes. You're actually cute over there, Mike. So, you know, I know the ladies are going crazy over there, over you, Mike. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't hurt them too hard over there, Mike, okay? Don't hurt them too hard over there, Kelly.
No, I'm good. I stay focused. I got my girl on my side up and keep holding me down. So it's all good.
That's what's up, man. And she's lucky to have a very talented young man like you, you know, doing your thing out there, man. And that's what's up, man. And I say keep doing what you're doing. Stay true to it and don't stop for nobody. And I pray that everything that you want in life comes to pass for you, Mike, for real.
For sure. You know what? Thank you. God bless, and I appreciate it.
Definitely. Oh, but, Mike, I do have one request. Besides doing the 3D movie, my birthday's coming up, March 19th, so I would like a video shout-out, happy birthday to me, on a video shout-out, because I'm posting everybody's video shout-out on the website and stuff.
That's
my request.
I got you. March 19th?
March 19th is my birthday.
Okay, I got you. I'll get a little video drop, and I'll send that your way.
Thank you. Truly appreciate you, man. Salute to you and everything that you're doing. Make sure that you follow One Shot Mike on Twitter, man. It's not a game. This dude is doing real big things, man. And next time, if you want to do a music video or anything and you got a super budget, holler at your boy Mike and tell him what sent you. You already know what it is, man. Lush Media Online. And I want to thank you, Mike. And I'm going to go ahead and play this song from Genesis right here. This song is called Jackie Chang, and this is the next video that's actually coming up soon that he's actually going to be producing. So you got to check for this. It's going to be crazy, and I can't wait. He said he's going to be some martial arts in there. It's going to be all kinds of stuff in there. So this is the Jackie Chang song right here. Hi-ya! And we'll be right back.
They go whip out that home sitting on something. All white rim, thank you, sitting on onion. Vegetable interior is hurting my tummy. Low profile, deep dish, I'm hungry. Ice cream, can't jive, ain't no bluffing. Pipes on the dog, oh yes, I'm fucking. Oh shit, who is that guy? Space shuttle swag, motherfucker, I'm fly. Hell with the strong bitch, I need that brand. Seeing double vision while I'm rapping right now. Stunting on me, bitch, you better think twice. BVS real in a high beam ice. Pistol on my hip, hollow heads, I'm ready. Double clip stance from a Snow White Chevy. Ball till I die, got green and carrots. Guess you can call me a goddamn fat. Got fat, rubber bang, rubber bang. I'm fly, I'm fly. Need a pain, need a pain. I stunt, I stunt. Jackie Chang, Jackie Chang. I stunt, I stunt. Jackie Chang, Jackie Chang. I stunt, 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 Jackie Chang. Jackie Chang, I stunt, Jackie Chang. Hey, yeah. Stacks on deck, baby girl, I'm ballin'. Edge of the roof, got these hoes all fallin'. Solar like Nelly, wanna
cause I'm on a shine tee. Move them chickens so you know I'm gravy. Got more wits than a project baby. Too damn fly, yeah, I'm so alive. Girl, my car breakfast, 7:45. Love that Gucci, but I stay Louis out. Boxes on the belt, think I'm finna move out. Told you already, I'm a stand-up guy. You can't name another rapper that fly like that. Jacket chain, I stunt, 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 jacket chain, I stunt. Thought it was a hat, what you gotta say now? Still push weight like my car broke down. All out the window, screaming out loud, with a semi on my lap, shooting technical fast. Who the hell is he in the new Bugatti? Shitting on them, get him his body. Like me a chick, that's Debo Lottie. Jacket chain, I stunt, jacket chain, I stunt, jacket chain, I stunt, jacket chain, I stunt, jacket chain.
Yeah, yeah, man, something like that Jackie Chan right there. Hi-ya. Right there from your man Genesis, man. We had your boy Chief, Big Chief, live in the building, signing Cash Money, and we had your man Michael. Shout out to all the callers that called in live to support us live on Lush Radio Online, man. And you know what I'm saying? We're talking about business. The number one key things in business is know your surroundings. Understand what type of business you get into. Understand it. Know it from the ins and out. Don't jump into anything until you analyze it. And also, make sure you don't call everybody your partner because not everybody has your best interests. Being an entrepreneur sometimes can weigh a big weight on your shoulders. And the thing about it is you need to understand it and know it, you know, is that not everybody is going to see the big picture and see what you do. So sometimes it's hard to have challenges. It's when you're going to have challenges when it comes to being an entrepreneur. And don't forget that anything you want in life, the only person that can hold you back is yourself. So make sure that you definitely go ahead and invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. And don't limit yourself to only being a rapper or being a manager. You got videography. You have photography. You have publicity. You have coordinators, event planners. You have engineers, producers. It's so many things that you can get into. Don't limit yourself in this situation. A graphic designer. Find your niche in the game. And don't be a jack of all trades if you haven't one thing. And that's one thing that we definitely need to know and understand when it comes to business. And some songs in here. It's Lush Radio Online, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. And I'm going to go ahead and throw some, you know, and this is dedicated to my boy Mike Ho, because this was one of the songs Michael Jackson did, rest in peace, and it was so much cinematography in it, we saw a whole movie. And I'm actually tell you, my brother was scared as hell when he first saw this movie and stuff. So check this out, Michael Jackson, Thriller.
thirst of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Rest in peace, Michael, man. That was a throwback, a Let's Radio throwback for y'all, man. And you know what I'm saying? Just let's talk about business. I definitely want to give a special thanks to our sponsor, Diverse Media Group, LLC, along with E2K Magazine, along with Let's Radio Online, Coast to Coast DJs, AU DJs, and everybody that definitely supports us worldwide, international, and strictly for the promo. You know, a special thanks to, you know, OP and Ariel, you know, for providing us with interviews tonight. And, you know, definitely thanks to Big Chief, the whole, everybody in Texas. Shout out to the whole Bay Area. Shout out to Mike Ho. It was a pleasure interviewing both of them. And I hope that you guys got a different aspect of behind the scenes about these two men and two individuals are. And, blessings and love to everybody. And, you know, you can kill the man and kill the idea. Everyone has a dream. The only way for us to be proactive about it is for us to move forward with it. You know, and like the book, Who Moved My Cheese, that's one of the books I want you guys to pick. Who Moved My Cheese, along with Do You by Russell Simmons and The 48 Laws of Power. I don't believe in everything on there, but most of the things on there are some of the keys to success. But Who Moved My Cheese is like a lot of us, whether it's our job, whether it's our lifestyle, whether whatever we do, we feel a sense of complacentness. We need to stop being complacent. We need to just be stop settling for just this. You have to be able to want to excel. Every year in our life, we should be able to progress and move on. In 1 year, in one sense, I was using the old laptop. The next year, I got another laptop. Then the next year, I got another one. And then the next year, I got a 50D Canon. Then the next year, I got a 70, you know. And then I got a wireless printer, you know. It's every time you got to keep investing in your business. Every time you get some money, even if it is, investing doesn't mean you have to take all of your money. But if you take bit by bit to buy one important thing, then you go the next year you buy this next important thing for your business, whether it's your taxes or the money you grind. Put some money together and buy and invest in your stuff. Don't spend it on things that's not going to give you a turnaround or give you any money. My camera has actually made me a lot of money, you know, and my printer has made me money. You know, my video camera has made me money, and I just got it. So, you know, you have to buy things that are tangible that you're going to make money with. If you don't, then what is the purpose of getting it? People, we need to stop living out of our means and stop buying things that are unnecessary for us. We need to start separating our needs from our wants, and we need to focus on what we really need in order for us to be successful, okay? And the other thing is we need to start conducting ourselves in a business fashion. Be on time. Be prompt when it comes to your business. Be serious about your business. Be organized about your business. And a lot of people go out here and they say, I have a personal assistant and I have this. You have a personal assistant for what? Who are you to have a personal assistant? When you get to a certain level of success, I deem it possible for you to have a personal assistant. But to be at a small level, it's really no sense. Now, if you have people that do admin for you, yes. But to have a personal assistant, I really don't think so. But my thing is that also, you know, a lot of companies are right now, you know, it might be in high demand with everything that you're doing. Write down in black and white everything that you do as a business. A lot of us state and we verbalize and we try to convince over the phone what we do, but it's time for us to start writing our stuff on paper. The people that are the big investors only see in black and white, and this is what we need to go ahead and go for. And on top of that is that we need to focus all the time on the big picture. Some of us don't focus on the big picture. That's why a lot of us stay stagnated. So no matter what, continue to move on. Continue to be successful. Continue to be consistent. Continue to focus on what you're doing. Because if you don't stay focused, somebody else is going to jump on and jump in there, you know, so. And, you know, everybody out there is one in a million. And I just like this song. So, you know, shout out to my boy Neo out there, you know, with his one in a million. And shout out to the leading lady in there because she was hot in the other video he has called Beautiful Monster. And, you know, so shout out to her. And whoever does her hair, I love it. But here we go, Neo, one in a million.
Like you just got this.
No. Come on, y'all. We got to do the thing.
Thing? For her?
Yes, the thing. For her. Right now. Come on. Jet setter. Go get her. Nothing better. Call me Mr. Bennett. Top model here to your everyday everywhere. Less than all, but more than a few, but I never met one like you.
Been all over the world, done a little bit of everything, a little bit of everywhere, with a little bit of everyone. All the girls I've been with, things I've seen, it takes much to impress. But you know you're going, makes you so stand out from all the rest, baby.
I could be in love,
I man, I can't do for you what you can do for yourself. Even though that ain't so, baby, cause my dope don't know how to end. But that independent thing, I'm with it, all we do is win, baby.
I could be in love,
Maybe one thing is for certain, whatever you do is working. Other girls don't matter.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Baby, oh yeah, we gon' get freaky, you know. Guaranteed, they'll scream straight, don't leave us like that, man, cause